from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Police Service is welcoming the recent announcement of more spaces at the Ontario Police College. It's adding 80 to the 2,000 cadets a year it's been taking in. Detective Sergeant Kevin Clement is in charge of recruiting for TPS. He says the service is still 12 short of its full complement of 96 frontline officers. It's trying to get two cadets into the December intake at the college in Aylmer, about 40 minutes from London.
The expansion of the Ontario Police College to accommodate the 80 additional cadets annually is a significant step forward in addressing staffing shortage, particularly for smaller police services like ours.
Clement says there is no target date, but he anticipates that the vacancies at TPS will be filled by the end of next year. The city's junior hockey team was a victim of theft on Tuesday night. One of the players for the Timmins Rock had several pairs of skates and some detachable blades in his car on their way to be sharpened. But before he could drop them off, they were stolen. Timmins police credit quick efforts of their officers with finding the skates. They're still investigating and working to identify the thief or thieves. There's no word yet whether any highways in the Northeast would be given priority, but the province is introducing legislation that would allow it to build highways faster. The aptly named Building Highways Faster Act would designate priority projects to speed up construction. Three projects in southern Ontario, Highway 413, the Bradford Bypass, and Garden City Skyway Bridge, are all set to receive the designation. Among other things, the act would accelerate access to property and property acquisitions and help allow for around-the-clock 24/7 construction on priority highway projects. The bill will be introduced when the legislature resumes sitting next week. Assembly of First Nations chiefs are meeting in Calgary this week, and their national chief is urging them to vote in favor of an almost $48 billion child welfare agreement with the federal government. Cindy Woodhouse-Nipanak admits there are problems with the deal reached in July, but she says she can't guarantee a better agreement with a conservative government based on their cross-cutting pledges and their record on Indigenous issues. She says it's better to have the pact in place before a federal election. The package was negotiated after the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ruled that Ottawa's chronic underfunding of Indigenous child welfare services on reserves was discriminatory. In Country 93.1 Sports, the biggest game so far this season for the Timmins Rock goes tonight in Sudbury. They visit the Cubs, trailing Sudbury by 6 points for first place in the league, but the Rock have played three fewer games.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.